Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 204 for May 10th, 2009. Music in this podcast is provided by the IOTA Alliance. And the song is appropriately entitled for today, Mother's Day. And the title of the song is I Thank You. And it's by Stephanie Cook from King Street Sounds. You can find a link to this music in my show notes at www.hometravelagent.blogspot.com. Well, again, welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and I do want to thank all the mothers out there for doing all that they do. You know, it's amazing all that the mothers do, raising children, providing for the family, working full-time in some cases. Just an amazing group of people, those mothers out there. So thank you. And I hope you have a great Mother's Day. I hope things go well and you're treated like a queen on Mother's Day. Very appropriate. So, well, if this is the first time that you've stopped by the Home Base Travel Agent Show, we're here to talk about the travel business. And we invite on special guests and we talk about travel suppliers, marketing, destinations, and all kinds of information, educational information, that will help you succeed in the travel business. So welcome on board. I hope you enjoy the show. We have a great co-hosted segment coming up here shortly, and I think you'll find it very interesting. It's about, we're going to talk about cruises and booking group cruises and some fam trips and all kinds of interesting things to help you out as a travel agent. Or, you know, if you're just interested in the travel profession, here is where you can learn a lot more, and also resources where you can go and find out a lot more about the travel business. And if you're just starting out as a travel agent, you can take advantage of this podcast and log into the website that we're going to be talking about here in a little bit. Take some great training courses. But with that, you know, I want to get into our sponsor of the show and talk about that. And, you know, you can picture yourself, you know, you're on the phone with a client or a colleague, and you're trying to explain something visual, maybe a spreadsheet, a PowerPoint presentation, but it's frustrating because they can't see what you're talking about. You know, the solution is that you can use GoToMeeting at GoToMeeting.com to hold an online meeting. You know, it's so easy. Just set up a meeting in advance or start one on the fly. And when you do that, everyone simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com, and now they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. So you can show them what you're talking about. Now you can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days, but you must first visit GoToMeeting/podcast. That's GoToMeeting.com/podcast for a free 30-day trial. Well, we're going to get right into the co-hosted segment, but you know, before we do, I want to mention you can go over to the website at www.hometravelagent.net. That's www.hometravelagent.net, and you can find all the archives to the shows there, and you can sign up for the show notes to be delivered right into your email box by putting your email address into the right hand side of the page. So check that out, and you may find some other shows that will interest you, and just go ahead and click on them and you can play them right there from your computer desktop, or you can download them and take them with you and listen to the shows while you're in the car. So with that, let's get right into the co-hosted segment. It goes a little bit long, but that's okay. There's a lot of great information coming up in this segment. So stand by. Here we go, and enjoy. Welcome, everybody, to the co-hosted segment of the Home Base Travel Agent Show. Welcome back once again. We're tickled to have you, and hey, it's spring, and that makes everything all that much better. And I'm surprised by those because I've had allergies real bad here lately, but they've miraculously cleared up for the co-hosted segment. I think that's because of the conversation that we just had prior to the co-hosted segment with our guest. Anyhow, quite an entertaining fellow we've got coming up here, and I'd like Laureen to introduce our guests for us. Laureen?
Absolutely. Thank you, Barry. It's great to be back on the show, and spring is wonderful. It great to be back on the show. I know that I missed a week because, darn, I was working on my Hawaiian tan. But reality has come crashing back in, and I'm back on course again. And I have to tell you, we have a wonderful speaker on tonight, and he was just so generous to be able to go, okay, fine, I'll come on to the show, because Rene Spatz is a great guy. He's very funny. I have seen him at Cruise 360. I have seen him at some Signature fans. He's a great trainer and very entertaining, and he's a really good guy, and he likes coffee, and he can drive the coffee very easily, too. I would like to introduce Rene Spatz, who is the Sales Development Manager for Holland America in Seattle, Washington. Rene, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Barry. Thank you, Larry. Thank you both for having me, the co-hosts. It's a pleasure. Actually, you know what? Seattle, it's the weather's getting a little better. We've had like inches and inches of rain. It's been quite dismal. So when you're talking about spring, so we are looking forward to anything better than what we've had over the last couple of weeks. It's been quite dreary. But so, yes, I am the Sales Development Manager at Holland America Line, a newly created position, so I keep blazing the trail here on new stuff. And my job is basically I promote and help all of our field sales and our in sales area people here with what used to be primarily group programs, but now it's, you name it, stuff that's involved in THAQ, making sure our salespeople are up on the latest promotions. I constantly revise the group programs. I was the person responsible for doing our 2010 Gap menu and pushing through the Double Gap promotion, which I think has been very exciting and well-received in the industry. So that was it was not my idea to do that promotion, but involved in pushing it through. So I want to give kudos to Rick Meadows, who was very had enough foresight to come up with that promotion. So I do a whole host of stuff. Obviously, doing podcasts now is part of the job description, so love to do that stuff. So anyway, it's a little training, get out in the field. I do a lot of the shows and get to meet the people, get to meet the agents. And I think that's, I love to be a face-to-face person, so that's, I love it. So anyway, it's a little something of what I do.
Well, that's perfect. And Holland America is such a strong supporter of working with travel agents, which I think is very refreshing. Thank you. Because sometimes, speaking as a travel agent, you've got companies who are like, you're a what? You're, I'm sorry. Oh, sorry, disconnected by accident. And my experience of Holland America and why I will continue to work with them is that the staff has been absolutely wonderful. My contact that I work with on a regular basis is Susan Sullivan, who I know is in the same building with you. And
absolutely.
She's just absolutely wonderful. I mean, she always gets back to me. Now, I've tried other companies who will remain nameless, but where is Tiara and our sister company to you? But could care less about getting back to me about my questions on how I want to serve my clients. Hello. So, I don't know. What would you do? Work with a company that really helps you and supports you, or, you know. So, anyway.
Besides
the point.
Wow, I get your point.
Got the visual of the Tiara going?
Customer service is extremely important.
It is, and one of the things that's really refreshing and why we're having Rene on the show tonight is because he is going to talk about some of the travel agent training that Holland America provides. And so you have a couple of programs going on right now. Could you talk about them for us, Rene, please?
Well, absolutely. I'd love to. Actually, one of them that we do, and I think that we're not quite unique in the industry, but some of the cruise lines do, I think we do the best, and those are our Signature fans. And we try to do about four a year if we can. Sometimes it works out less. It just depends on if we have inaugurals and new ships coming out, which we had last year, so we only had two Signature fans. But they're great events. They're usually about two or three nights each. We normally have a fee of about, I think it just went up, it's $199 per person. That's based on double occupancy, so we'll match you up with the roommate. We do offer single occupancy rates of $299, and those are limited. So Dave Fields, who handles our Signature Fan Program, puts these things together, and he has a limited number of single rooms. And they're usually, as I mentioned, 2 to 3 nights. Airfare's not included, so if it's, you know, on the West Coast and it's closer for you to do, you know, like a San Diego or Seattle or Vancouver or something, that works out well. We usually get a lot of Canadians that have a chance to come down no matter where we are. Fort Lauderdale is usually one of our dates that we have. We usually have a nice hotel in a port city as opposed to not a nice hotel. So they're usually pretty nice. Pan Pacific in Vancouver is one we use continuously, and it's a nice, beautiful hotel. So you can see what kind of, the Fairmont. In this case, I believe we have one coming up this coming weekend. I believe it's closed for registration, but that's going to be at the Renaissance, which is right across from the Pan Pacific. So they're nice hotels. Most of the meals are provided. We do a special night out, usually on the Saturday night. And the main thing is that we see the ship inspections, and we do some training. So what's really key there is seminars and inspections count towards CLIA, either the continuing education points or towards the cruise counselor certification, depending on where you are in your level with CLIA. So that's big for people who want to do the training. We usually do 2, sometimes it's 3, depending on the length of the signature fam ship inspections. You know, you don't get to sail. We've had a few in the past where we would do a one-night sail and then a couple of days on land. But usually there are the ship inspections. Lunch will be included. We usually do a nice lunch in the main dining room, wine served. It's very, very nice. You get to tour the ship. We have staterooms that are open. Our ship does a great job of providing a stateroom. So that's really important for the agents to go on board and to see the stateroom, see the different categories, see the handicap, the wheelchair accessible staterooms. What's the suites like? What are the verandas, the different categories? All that type of stuff. You know, our concierge level, et cetera, and the main decks. You know, decks 2, 3, and 4, and what's involved there. You know, with the Signature of Excellence 2 phase going on, we have the Veendom, our brand new ship that's coming out, and so far we're slated for the Vancouver fam, that people will be one of the first ones to see the new Veendom with the new Signature of Excellence, with the new mix that's in the main area of the ship, and actually they're still working on the back retreat area, but the new Lanai staterooms and all of that stuff. So those are things that when agents come on board, they want to see the new enhancements, or the Eurodam is a big draw, our brand new ship, and we have the new Amsterdam, the new Amsterdam coming out next year, June or July. Actually, I believe it's the end of June. So that's big for agents, because you want to know what you sell. And then we couple that with training at the hotel, and usually that's led by good old Dave Stockert, our anchor, who does all of that stuff, and he's so entertaining and so well loved in the industry, and he does a lot of the training that's involved in that, and he does stuff like why agents should book guests on HAL and how to make a sale and where to find the business. And then I'm usually involved in the FAMs, which I usually am, except for this coming weekend because my daughter's graduating from college, but I will not be at the Vancouver one. I normally do groups, so I'll talk all about groups. And I actually now incorporate a little bit about industry trends and what's going on in the industry, so the agents can kind of know these are the hot trends, this is what's going in, this is why you're seeing a lot of the different cruise lines going, different changing, mixing up the onboard events, revenue generated, all of those things, and what's being so different. Like for us, we have our Microsoft stations and all the different things that we're trying to incorporate to enhance, give the new cruisers that extra enhancement of while they're sailing, that they can feel like they're truly getting their money's worth. This isn't, the generations are changing, the needs are changing. You've got the Generation Xers, you've got the baby boomers. They're more tech savvy. They want to be stimulated more by more, rather than just sitting in a lounge chair. They want to have activities going on all the time. So cruise lines are changing. That's why you're seeing Signature of Excellence with the Veendom, the Rotterdam going in next after this to just, spice it up, beef things up. So we've got those things going. And so, we talk a little about that with the industry trends and group business is, huge. And that's big for my job, and that's what I help monitor that within the company. And our Holland America is that's about close to 50% group business. The industry average is 25%. So we really do put a lot of energy behind group programs. And, you know, I have to say that with our 2010 gap menu that quietly got released for the double gap promotion, and you'll see a formal announcement of that gap menu for 2010 shortly. We've got 48 items on there. There's like 11 or 12 new items. It's the most extensive in the industry. We have the most extensive group programs in the industry, so it's fun to talk about that stuff. I introduced the new wedding gap program, which is very, very, very recent, which is just, I think it's going to do well. The winemakers program package has just taken off, and for those of you in California, that they've been our primary market there, but it's starting to spread throughout the country. So it's a great package. I probably don't have enough time to talk about all of them. You can see, you can catch those and find out about those on the website. Pretty much everything that I'm talking about, you can find on THAQ, and you can go into there. My stuff, where I keep all my group programs, is under sales promotions once you get into THAQ. And then you can, if you want to look at the latest marketing pricing and stuff like that, that's just under promotions. Both of those are under THAQ. So anyway, just great. But not to be remiss, but before I get the next question, but the double gap is out of, if people are not or are not aware of it, it is, we will double the gap for all of your groups, for all groups you set up or block on Polar Online before August 31st. And these are for 2010 groups, and they include the 2009 holiday sailings. So it is a phenomenal promotion, and if you aren't taking advantage of it, well, you should. So,
That's really wonderful to hear, because personally speaking, I had a group who went on a Holland America last year. They loved it. Just, they did the 1 week land, 1 week cruise, and one of the clients is a Hawaiian person, warm weather person, kind of like my soulmate. We work on our camps. What are you talking about? She loves Alaska. It always is talking about the double Denali part, because we did the mm-hmm. one that had the double Denali, where you stay in Denali for 2 days. And I'm really glad that you mentioned the double gap points, because now it's given me a little more incentive to speak with them about, okay, so we did one in 2008, and you wanted to take a break from 2009, so what about for 2010? Because they loved it. It's just they were mm-hmm. trying to take a break for a year. So, what did you say the last date was for that, booking that?
Well, the groups set up or blocked by August 31st.
Okay, on Polar Online.
Yes, you have to use Polar Online.
Okay.
That is correct. Now, if you have a large group, Polar Online will only let you set up 24 staterooms, I believe. 24 staterooms is the max through Polar Online. If you have a group that's larger than that, then of course you work with our group admin department, and they will administer the double gap for you, because we know that you can't set that up through Polar Online. But for the most part, the majority of the groups, most people don't set up beyond 24. But if you happen to have a true affinity group that's like, hey, I've got 150 Shriners, guess what? Go ahead, set them up. We'll take care of you.
Absolutely, yeah. Sure, hey, bring them on.
Well, and who would say no to the Shriners? No, of course not.
So you were mentioning that, thank you, by the way, that was all absolutely helpful. We really appreciate it. Now, you were mentioning there the signature fams. Now, do you have some, I know you don't have dates yet, do you have some cities? You mentioned Vancouver, that's the one that's this weekend, correct?
Yes, Vancouver is this weekend. That is correct. And the new Vin Dom is supposed to make its appearance up there. It's running a little tad bit late. It'll arrive a little bit late going into Vancouver, but they are scheduled to. The agents will be able to chance to get on board and see the ship. So, yes, that's Vancouver. We are looking at Seattle in the summer. Not sure when, maybe August. Trying to firm up some dates. And our new pier here, fabulous. So you don't get to just get bus to Pier 30. You get over towards where I live, north towards Magnolia over there. So that's brand new facility, brand new pier. It's absolutely gorgeous. And so we're looking at hopefully around August. Dave's trying to put something together. Dave Fields, our signature fam expert, and then possibly later in the year, San Diego. So something in the fall for San Diego. We had a great experience in San Diego last time we were there. Lorene, you were there, so we had a good time, and that was a lot of fun. And San Diego's very friendly. Most of the hotels are right across the street from the pier, and it's just very easily inaccessible. So,
and I have not sent clients from there yet, but I am, because of going to that, Sam, with you, I would, not you personally, sorry.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Sorry. But I now know not only how wonderful the cruise ships are that go in and out of there, but the fact that literally you can walk your own luggage across the street.
Absolutely.
Amazing. I would never have known that if it weren't for the fact that we were really there. And that's one of the things that I'm able to come out with my clients who are looking for, something as convenient. I'm like, you know what, if you're coming from San Francisco, really, just take Virgin America,
yeah,
right over, yep, to San Diego, take the shuttle, and walk your suitcases across the street. It was a great learning experience for me.
Well, especially if you're at the Holiday Inn, which is a really, actually very nice Holiday Inn, literally right across the street. Mm-hmm. And there's several other hotels that are right within walking distance. It's very flat and easy to walk and friendly. Flat and friendly, I guess. All right. Unlike Seattle, that's very hilly, and I'd say going from a hotel downtown to try to get to the, not quite that easy, but San Diego, very accessible.
There you go. Now,
yes,
there are some other ways that travel agents can get some education with Holland America, and I'm very much an advocate of being able to do things online. That would be called dyslexics hate to read books. but can you do you have a website or somewhere you can direct our listeners to be able to get some online training?
Well, you can go to, you could go to THAQ, Travel Agent Headquarters, and log on. And you can do our HAL Academy, and there's two different versions on HAL Academy. You do the regular HAL Academy, and I think we just recently introduced the graduate program of HAL Academy. And I tell you, it's pretty thorough. In sales, we have to go through it. They make us take the test every year. There's several modules, and it talks all about our destinations and products, and it's very in-depth. It'll tell you, like, how many sailings do we have in Canada and New England every year? Oh, yeah, that's 31. So you kind of do those things, and you go, wow, okay. So it really does go through everything. It goes through all of our pillars of, the service and the food and everything, the dining, all those experiences that make us who we are. And that's one of those things that's really, really, really important for travel agents. I think more and more as I work out in the field to walk away that not every client is going to like every cruise line. And it's not that way. Certain people are just more, you wouldn't want to put somebody that, it's fairly highbrow or whatever on a mass product. And sometimes they just don't mix. And so you kind of have to know your clientele, and you have to know your product. Are they looking for the cheapest cruise? Are they looking for the best experience? Are they looking for the best value? And those are all things to take into consideration. And as you go through the HAL Academy training, you kind of figure, all right, I know what these people are like. And that's why if we offer signature fams, then if you've taken the HAL Academy, you get to touch it, feel it, and smell it by going on the ship to say, I get it. That's right. It's more spacious. They have a better crew to passenger ratio than most cruise lines. I understand. You don't have to fight for a lounge chair. Interesting. Okay. So all of those things that you take it, well, then I know when my client walks in the door, I know what works, what will work for them. And so those things are important. And so it's pretty extensive. It isn't just a couple of PDFs that you read and go, all right, I think I've got it. It goes into pretty much pretty good depth. Take a quiz after that, and all sorts of stuff. So it's a good tool, and I think it's really important to understand, the products that you're selling and getting the fit. Because if you get the wrong fit with a client, and they go, that cruise, that was horrible, that just didn't work, and it's like they may not come back to that agent. Go, you sold me on this line, and it's like, boy, was it crowded? I waited 4 hours for a tender, that just didn't work. So you know, those things, if you know everything ahead of time and you're pretty well versed, you can weed out those things, and guess what? You could have a satisfied client before you know it. So anyway, Hal Academy on THAQ. And you can find out about the FAMs and stuff there as well. Absolutely.
Now,
I hope that answered your question.
That does come up, and it goes along with the Holland America support, is I know that some travel agents have had issues where they have their clients book through them, get on the cruise ship, and they're approached by someone from the cruise line who wants them to sign up for a future trip. How does Holland America handle working with travel agents and having people book while they're still on the cruise?
Well, as long as it's not somebody wearing a trench coat, then you'd have to worry about that on the ship. That would not work. Actually, we do quite well. It's our FCC, our Future Cruise Consultant Program. They have little desks right near the front desk in the atrium, and they have done extremely well. And what they do is if people are enjoying themselves and having a fabulous time on the cruise, they go, I love it. I want to book again. Because they're in that moment, they want to do that, and we actually do quite well with that. They go down to the FCC and they go, okay, I'm on this Mexico cruise. I'd really love to do South America. And you can actually book on the ship. And the neat thing is, not only do they get a shipboard credit of up to $100 per person off a future cruise and a reduced deposit of up to $100, but that booking goes back to the original agency that booked those people in the first place. So that's it's not like they're out there soliciting for Holland America to get, you know, our own little commission or whatever, our own little bookings, or they're out there trying to make it for themselves. They're out to make it a win-win for everyone. So they're there to help the agents who did the original booking. They just want to make sure that the people who are having a great time and want to continue the experience the next year or whenever, we've even had people book on the if there was availability on the next leg. So all those things, just they do creep up. But we want to make sure that the agent who did the original booking for those clients get credit again. And that's the whole beauty of this program. And it's working quite well. So you should fear not. If it's an FCC that they go up to the desk to or is approached by at a cocktail party or whatever, you know, tell your clients, go for it, because guess what? I get the booking.
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, when I had my group, our FCC sat at our table. And I was at first a little suspicious because I didn't know about this program yet. They hadn't really touted it. You know, it was well over a year ago. And I said, you know, he was talking, he was wonderful. You know, he was talking about these different things, he was talking to our people, and I kind of leaned over to him later, and I said, you looked up our file, didn't you? He goes, hey, you did great. All of your clients have balcony-level cabins.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So, you know, if you're there with a group, and they'll give you a little special attention, which was really nice. He came and he sat and had dinner with us at one of our nights, which was wonderful.
Yeah, we really like to. They like really want to know about the groups that are on board, because the groups, as again I go back to, I mean, how much group business that we do? We do a tremendous amount with group business, and that's kind of a bread and butter that keeps going. You know, I have to mention this is one of my little stats. You know, as everybody's concerned about the economy and how it's happening and unemployment rate and all that stuff. And yes, people have cut back, absolutely. But one area where people have said, you know what, I'm going to take a vacation. So I may cut back on some of the little things, but when I take a vacation, I'm going to take a vacation with people who have similar interests and are like-minded. So for people who are involved in organizations, so this really lends itself to true affinity groups, then people say, you know what, that I'm not going to forego. And it's like 87% of the people who were asked about this vacation question said, I will do it with people with like-minded interests with me. So that lends itself to your group question. If you have quilters or knitters or, as I said, the Shriners or whatever it is, these people are going to say, you know, I'm going to take one vacation, but this is what I'm going to do. So when you're out there looking for group business, think affinity, think of people that are like-minded and similar interests, and develop a group around that, because these people will say, you know, I will travel for that. There's some reassurance in that. There's like, we're all together. I feel good about it. This is really good. Cruising is a tremendous value. So, you know, guess what? Food, eat till you're sick. You know, you've got food, entertainment, all of that is included. It really is a tremendous value, and you're with people that you enjoy. So and people, that's why I'm not going to forego it. So that has been a strong, strong indicator. So that's been great. Hope I didn't segue too much on that one.
No.
But no, it's true.
Perfect. I mean, our regular listeners will know that Barry and I are often talking about that sort of thing. Like, if you're in a group, you know, you have that connection. Like, for example, I belong to the Wine Country Cruisers. We are PT Cruiser people. And, you know, everything you just described right there is these people. They have, you know, a little extra money. It's a car club, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like they're doing any social thing, you know, like guide dogs for the blind. You know, they're car people.
Right.
They like nice things. So these are all exactly what you're talking about. And so, you know, our job on this part of our show is to be able to educate the travel agents who mm-hmm. are listening about how do you expand your horizons a little bit? How do you connect with other groups? What groups do you belong to, and how would that be an affinity group? So, Renee, you're right on mark.
Well, I try. You know, I really try. You know, that really, because a lot of people do go through, there's no way. I don't know of any affinity group. I couldn't get my dentist to do. You be surprised. I mean, one of the things that we have in our developing group business manual is a lead tree. And it's a simple little box that says, I know Lorene and Susie and so-and-so, and guess what? So-and-so is a member of this, and so-and-so is a member of that. And I mean, we do tremendous amount of church groups. Their church groups are huge for Alaska cruise tours. Huge for Alaska cruise tours. Church groups love Alaska cruise tours. So we had a charter out of Seattle that was past submarine enlisted men and commanders. A whole charter. Unbelievable. I'm setting up a group for 850 for a holistic with Mary Lou. I mean, it's incredible. So where you don't know, I mean, these are people who all believe in eating certain things. So, I mean, if you think I don't know anybody who does a group, you be surprised. You know, absolutely. You just need to think and just really think it through. And it's amazing how these things just start.
And also, for people, you meant to say, you kind of get off tangent, but you mentioned about eating. There was a room. Yeah, food? Yeah.
Sure.
Because
sure.
That's the best food.
Well, I'm getting hungry now.
That wasn't why I was bringing it up.
Oh.
I was bringing it up because on one of the cruises that I was on, I noticed there was a group of people who were of Indian descent, not American Indian, but East
right.
Indian, and okay. they had a total separate group of food for these people, and it wasn't like a table, it was a whole back room,
right.
And it was just really interesting on how if you communicate to the ship, we have these special needs, and they have special food needs. The food that they had on their table, I went, mm-hmm. ooh, what you have looks a lot better than what we had, and I really enjoyed what I was, but they totally took care of them.
Right.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and we have a tremendous business with Kosher Rica, which is all kosher foods, and they bring their own chefs on board, and the space is, you know, all taken care of, and it works. You know, they bring their chefs and they work with our chefs, and you know, they've got their designated area, and it works great. So but you're right, and you just don't know, and they do tremendous business with us, and I mentioned the quilters and the knitters, and that started with just there was a couple people that, you know, got together and, you know, did some quilts and stuff, and now they do annual with us, and it was just a couple people who got together and said, well, you know, we could go on a cruise and do something, and they bring their quilts and they work on these things nonstop, and it's incredible, and now they're two sailings. I mean, the list has grown, you know. And then we talk about the winemakers, and it's like the wineries are going crazy for the winemakers package. And wow, they're making me expand this package because they want to offer the wine on board for everyone, and they want to do all these tastings. And it's like they want to schedule them in October when the wine gets released. It's like wow. I mean, there's so many different things you don't know. We have dentists and doctors that do continuing education groups and stuff that sail with us, and there's a lot of things, and group really is the way to quadruple your profits, is to keep that going, and it doesn't take you that much more energy to do, you know, to set up a group and do group bookings as it does to to sit there and do the FITs that come in, the individual bookings. So really is a huge advantage for groups. Could you tell I'm passionate about groups? Well, yeah. So, okay, got that. Yeah. Yeah, you think so?
I think so. Barry, do you have any more questions for him? I mean, he did a great job. I mean, I didn't even have to look at my cheat notes.
I've got to mention the Alaska FAMs.
Oh, yes.
Oops. I didn't mention that. I don't know if we're almost out of town, but out of time. But the Great Land
FAMs. We're out of town too, so it's
okay. We're out of town. You guys are out of town, and I'm you're one place, I'm another. But we still have some, and these are, you can find them on THAQ under announcements. But we've got FAMs for $7.99 per person, double occupancy. These are the Great Land FAMs, and they do cruise tour number 3, which is 13 days, double Denali, Tundra Wilderness, Lake Bennett, Tombstone, and of course all of the there peak season. The next one that we've got coming up is $7.25. You can still register for that. It is going fast. And then we have two more after that, July 29th and August 5th. And they are a great way.
The one I'm on is sold out, probably.
$7.22?
I am on June 20th.
Gone. It's sold out. They're going to wait list. It's already on wait list.
And it, let me tell you, everybody who's listening, the value of the price, oh my God. I mean, think about it, 13 nights, hello?
I know.
Three nights on a cruise, hello? All you can eat, okay, some of us are trying to lose weight and still working on it. But in the land part, it's all the lodging, it's all the transfers of your luggage, it's exploring Alaska as Alaska, not just, oh, look, here's Juneau, a port town. You're looking at the actual land you're on. Tour buses, coaches, you're going to be on the train. It's beautiful. You double Denali, as you're mentioning, just happened to be what I brought my group on, was the double Denali. And you close it up by ending up in Anchorage. And so you'll get a nice talk about Anchorage from one of two people. It could be Renee, or it could be Tanya, or it could not. But I know the one we're on had our guest from a couple of weeks ago, with Tanya Hancock, with the Anchorage Visitors Bureau. Mm-hmm. And it so makes it worth it. The price you pay as a travel agent on this, please, just come, because it's total value. How was that? You like that?
I love that. That was great. Yeah. You do have to get your own air there, though. That's the, but other than that. But no, seriously, 13 days, and what a great way to, and the Cruise Tour 3 is the one that I did several years ago. Just absolutely loved it. I mean, it's one thing to see Alaska from, the port cities, but to go deep into it, to see, to do the Tundra Wilderness Tour, which I did, which was phenomenal. Doll sheep breathing on the bus. I mean, there was like steam coming off. It was incredible. I mean, they were that close. It's something that, going down the Yukon on the Yukon Queen with seeing, a mother bear and cubs and moose. It just blows you away. It's incredible. So, loved it. Loved it.
Perfect. Perfect. Barry, I'll bring you back. Hi, are you out there? Poor guy.
I'm still here. I was just thinking, listening to Renee, and I know other people are experiencing this. You're sitting out there listening to this and listening to Renee talk about cruises, and, you just got the old gears turning here, thinking about, boy, I can set up a group and cruises. What do I mean? Groups. I'm trying to say groups. Get you all excited that there are so many groups out there that you can set up, and just think about it. And once you get those groups set up, then the individuals on those groups can become a referral source for you. So, those are great things as well, and I really appreciate all the information that you've given us, Renee.
Well, you're welcome. And I've got more, but I think we're running close to being out. I could go for hours.
And you know what? I would tell our listeners, if you want to continue to hear Renee, you need to sign up for one of his trips.
That's right. One of the FAMs, yes.
That's right. So, again, as we're closing, Renee, thank you again. Can you give the URL to direct our listeners to getting more information about whether it's the training or the FAM trips or more about the THAQ?
Well, just go to Holland America, www.hollandamerica.com, and then click towards the bottom on THAQ. And then I think a lot of people are registered, but if not, it'll prompt you to register. And then you have access to promotions, PDFs, all my stuff on groups, a ton of different stuff. So I think even through Hell Academy is through there as well. So it's there's layers and layers of stuff, and so like every website is, but we try to offer you a plethora of stuff at your fingertips, but at least that you know you can find the latest and greatest and go from there and pick and choose what you need.
All right. Well, thank you, Renee Spatz, Holland America Sales Development Manager. You were perfect. Thank you. Hey, Barry, if our listeners want to email you, what's a good email address?
Well, they can email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And Laureen?
My email is sharptongued@mac.com, and that's spelled sharptongued@mac.com.
Okay, thank you very much, Renee.
You are very welcome.
Okay, thank you, Renee, and thank you, Laureen, for another great co-hosted segment and setting that all up for us. Very interesting. And, you know, I have a couple of news items here that I came across, and I do want to talk a little bit about them. And one of those items relates to what Renee was saying earlier, that people are still traveling. You know, they may cut out other things in their budget, but they see that travel and taking a cruise is an important part of their life, a way to kind of renew themselves. And there's a book out there that I come across, and it relates to this, and the book is Travel Therapy for Whatever Ails You. And the book kind of goes through and talks about what your interests are and where you like to go and where you like to travel, what stresses you out, what makes you feel better. And it does all that, and it comes to a conclusion for you within the book as to maybe some of the best vacations, some of the best getaways for you and individually tailored for you as you read through the book. Now, the reviews on the book are very good. People had a good time reading the book. It's well written, and you may enjoy it. And if you're interested in travel therapy, you may want to pick up this book. There's a link to it in the show notes and check it out. Or you may want to pick one up or two up and give to a favorite client and let them take a look at it, let them read it, and come back to you and book a trip that's going to be good for them. Now here I want to mention the full title of the book. It's Travel Therapy, Where Do You Need to Go? And it's by Karen Shaler, and that's S-C-H-A-L-E-R. So check out the link in the show notes. Okay, the next item is a website that I came across, and the website is called Ravable, R-A-V-E-A-B-L-E. And it's a website that reviews hotels, and it says hotel reviews without the extra baggage. And how it works is that Ravable is a search engine, basically, and it goes through all of the rating sites for hotels and pulls out certain keywords and pulls out customer comments from those rating sites and kind of aggregates those comments, as well as looks at the comments, and there's a certain algorithm that they employ within the website to pull out and rank the hotels. Now, what you do is you search by city name or hotel name, and you come up with the hotels in the city, and they are ranked by customer service or ranked overall from 1 to 5 or whatever. And you can go through these, and it kind of sorts through all the information out there on the web that rates these hotels and presents this information to you in a very easily understood format with some of the hotel reviews listed right there on the website. So it's a brand new site. It's in beta mode. And, you know, if you have clients looking to find a good hotel somewhere and you want to help them out, or if you're looking for a good hotel somewhere, you might want to check out Ravable. That's RAVEABLE.com. Now, I did a search for hotels in the Holland, Michigan area, and it came up with some very interesting results, and actually some hotels I didn't even know that it existed there. And there's a brand new hotel in downtown Holland, Michigan, and, you know, it made the admission that it pulled it up. It showed the City View Hotel in Holland, Michigan, and it pulled the information up, but it said there was not enough information to give the hotel a ranking at this time. So it didn't meet all the criteria within the program to come up with a ranking. So I thought that was kind of interesting and very, very honest, as a matter of fact, because it's a new hotel just opened not long ago. Check it out, Ravable. And I might add that, you know, the product reviews and the people that we have on the web, or on the show, rather, we don't get paid for any of these. They're just a way to help you out, some interesting things that we find on the web, in the news, or wherever, that we may think may be interesting to you as a travel professional. And also, Now, the link, and I have to take that back a little bit, the link that I have to the book, Travel Therapy, in the show notes, if you use that link, I will get a small commission on the book, which doesn't amount to a whole lot. The book price is $13.57, and I might get 20 cents if you use the link. I'm not sure what it is, but anyhow, not a lot, but the book looked very interesting. That's why I recommended it. And again, what we recommend here on this show are not paid. You know, these are not paid advertisements. We just find these and give them to you because we find them of interest ourselves. The only real paid advertising is the one up front in the show, and that's the one with GoToMeeting. So everything else is there for your information and what we found as something that may be informative for you. Anyhow, with that disclaimer, I want to go ahead and close the show. We went a little long today, but that's okay. So I hope you have a great Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. And we'll see you next week here at the Home Based Travel Agent Show. Take care, everybody. Travel safe. Bye-bye.